And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. After a visit to El Paso in the U.S. state of Texas, U.S. President Joe Biden is heading next to Mexico City to meet with other leaders to discuss immigration and drugs at the U.S. southern border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
At a busy port of entry in El Paso, President Biden viewed a demonstration of officers checking cars for drugs, money, and other contraband. He was met at the airport by Governor Greg Abbott, who handed him a letter of criticism.
Tens of thousands of Texans had their lives destroyed by his open border policy.
The argument's also playing out in Washington. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday says President Biden created this mess.
They undid the good policies President Trump had in place.
But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the number of migrants fleeing Central and South America has skyrocketed.
Something that is not unique to the United States. It's gripping the hemisphere, and a regional challenge requires a regional solution.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Here's Reuters' Trevor Carroll about a Russian rocket strike on the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk.
And that's after Russia said the strikes had killed 600 Ukrainian soldiers and was a revenge operation for a deadly attack on a Russian barracks in Makivka that killed at least 89 servicemen. Reuters reporters visited the two college dormitories Russia's defense ministry said had been temporarily housing Ukrainian servicemen at the time of the overnight strikes. Neither appeared to have been directly hit by missiles or seriously damaged. There were no obvious signs that soldiers had been living there and no sign of bodies or traces of blood. There was an explosion and then another explosion. The windows shook, said this local resident.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of supporters of Brazil's far-right ex-president Jair Bolsonaro broke through police barricades and stormed into Congress. The presidential palace and the Supreme Court Sunday in what President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva condemned as a fascist attack. A sea of protesters dressed in the green and yellow of the flag flooded into the seat of power in Brasilia, invading the floor of Congress, trashing the Supreme Court headquarters, and climbing the ramp to the Planalto Alto presidential palace. The shocking images recalled the January 6, 2021 invasion of the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, a Bolsonaro ally. Lula was in the southeastern city of Araraquara, visiting a region hit by severe floods, signed a decree declaring a federal intervention in Brasilia and giving his government special powers to restore law and order in the capital. Unrest continued in Peru on Sunday as protesters kept up rallies against interim President Dina Boluarte 1 month into her tenure. Protesters in the southern city of Juliaca took to the streets urging Boluarte to resign and new elections to be held. State TV shared footage of an injured police officer being flown to a hospital in Lima. The protests have caused the closure of the international airport, while Peru's central and southern regions, where the unrest is more intense, have seen strikes and blockades of highways. Pope Benedict XVI's tomb at St. Peter's Basilica is now open for public visits. The AP's Mimi Montgomery reports.
Days after some 50,000 people attended the funeral in St. Peter's Square, the Vatican is allowing members of the public down the grottos of St. Peter's Basilica, where Benedict was laid to rest in a crypt under the main floor. The former pope recently passed away at the age of 95, by which point he'd been retired for almost 10 years. His rare resignation in 2013 made him the first pope to retire in 600 years. Visitors will now find his remains in the former tomb of his predecessor, St. John Paul II. The Vatican didn't say if Pope Francis had privately visited the tomb before public viewing was permitted. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
There have been storms in the U.S. state of California, getting hit by storm after storm system, dumping more rain, causing flooding, and bringing high winds, causing power outages from downed lines. If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.